Still waiting on drier ground. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox.
It's definitely a challenging year altogether. The coronavirus just adds a whole another challenge to what we're trying to do.
Farmers here in the Volunteer State are set on go to start corn planters rolling if it would just dry out a little more. Lincoln County's Josh Ogle.
Well, I think by Friday afternoon, we'll try to plant some. And then Saturday should plant all day. And hopefully those days we can at least get everything set and get everything ready to roll. And maybe the forecast will change a little bit. You hate to wish your rain away at any point, even we've had as much as we've had.
Josh Ogle says already in the first 3 months this year, he's had 35 inches of rain on his farms. That's usually half what he gets for the year. And there's even more forecast for the coming week. And that has Obion and Dyer County farmer David Nichols guessing that planters there won't be rolling soon.
We're real saturated. We started a wet period back in late October, really, and it's extended until the current date here, and I would tell you right now, we're looking at 10 days, 2 weeks probably.
Now, besides the lower markets, like everyone seeing with the effects of the coronavirus, farmers are still hopeful and set on go to start those planters rolling as soon as possible. And there's no doubt that would help a lot.
Idle mind's a devil's workshop, you know, and we worry if we sit still, and that's you know, adding to all this with the coronavirus.
Yes, it gives me a sense of pride, but it also gives me a sense of honor that I'm in this field, and that agriculture is what I do, and that I've got the opportunity to make my mark and to be able to do my part to help feed the world.
And we should all be thankful our farmers are working to get a crop out. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.